You are listening to episode 7 of the Romance Class podcast. This is a reading from romance novel The Boyfriend Backtrack by Filipino author Don Lanuza. It's available as an ebook on Amazon and other retailers and in print in bookstores in the Philippines. Links to purchase the book will be included in the show notes. In this excerpt, Rachel Coates will be reading as main character Regina and Gio Gahol will be reading the role of Chase. This was recorded live during the Filipino Reader Con held at the De La Salle University in Metro Manila.
If they say that life flashes right before your eyes when you die, do you also get a flashback of your exes when your perfect boyfriend is proposing to you? At least that's the case for Regina Cortez. There's her dramatic high school boyfriend, her first college crush, the irresistible heartbreaker, and the ever-elusive one. By backtracking to her past, will Regina make it to I Do? Or will she just keep running away? The Boyfriend Backtrack
by Don Lanuza.
We were all drunk. Or maybe we were all just thinking that we were drunker than we actually were. Thomas wrapped his arm around Micah.
So, we're heading back to the apartment. What about you two platonic friends?
Chase looked at me.
I guess I'm gonna walk you home. You can't drive like this.
I nodded. Exams tomorrow. Dreading that one.
You sure you don't want to cap a Chase's? His bed is huge.
Thomas asked. I shook my head.
Chase.
Chase likes his bed.
We all like our beds, but I don't think he'll kick you out of it.
Chase shooed them away.
Okay, okay. Go home. Get this drunkard home.
Micah gave a salute. We're off. We watched them stumble out of the pub, talking to each other loudly. We remained standing just at the side of the entrance. No one was about to come in anymore anyway since we left after the last call. When I came back from the loo with Micah, a weight was lifted off my shoulders. She was right. I was single. I was out with a single guy. Even if he was Chase. Chase, who really wasn't a terrible-looking guy. He was kind of looking great. Especially tonight. I think Micah must have put something in my drink because I think I just saw him in a little bit of a different light. So Josh could suck it. Chase and I didn't hold hands or anything when I returned, though. But I decided not to overthink things. We decided to hang back for a while longer to get rid of the buzz and watch these people get out of the pub. Everyone looked like they had a grand time, especially this one old guy who might have had a little bit too much to drink. And he turned to us and said,
You only follow them once. The rest are just endless rebounds.
And then he mumbled more things that we didn't understand. His friends grabbed him and apologized to us. Chase laughed.
I'd love to hear what else he has to say.
I watched the guy hang onto his friend's shoulder. He was being dragged up the street.
Some pearls of wisdom from the drunk pub guy, priceless.
Chase then quickly stood in front of me, looking a little bit nervous. I pushed him lightly. What's your deal? He looked sideways.
Nothing. I'm just watching out for some dangerous people.
I tried to take a peek, but Chase was a big guy. 6 feet and 3 inches towered over me. He was blocking the streetlight. It was also very hard to push him around when he wouldn't budge. You're trying to hide something from me. What is it? Chase held my shoulders and pushed me back against the wall.
Just trust me on this one, Jen, okay? Talk to me about the whole post-impressionism movement again.
Oh, he knew I could get going on that topic. Nice try for distracting me. I looked at his hands. I think he forgot that I was a whole foot shorter than him and he could cup my shoulders fully with his hands. Okay, but this hurts. He loosened his grip.
Sorry.
He hung his arms back down and looked over to his side one last time. He relaxed. He took a step back and let me peek through his back. I looked at the street as far as my eyes could see, but I didn't see anything. I frowned. Who did you see? Chase scratched his head.
That girl from gym class that you hate.
But you don't have to be all weird about it. Do you like her? Is that it? A gust of wind blew on our way, and I held on to Chase's arm. My hair was in an immediate mess, and something caught in my eye. I placed my hand on my left eye. Chase balanced himself.
Hey, you okay?
I looked down, feeling my eyes tear up. I caught something in my eye. Can you look at it? Chase wins.
I can't. They're my kryptonite. No.
But you're in pre-med, I stated the obvious, my hand still over my eye. Come on. He stepped farther away from me while I was standing there, both my eyes starting to tear up.
Hey, don't cry.
I took my hand off it. I'm not crying, it just really hurts. I looked up at him. Chase looked away, wincing.
I can't do it.
Damn it, Chase! I looked up and stretched my lid. I closed my eyes again and felt my eyeballs move around. There was definitely something at the tip, and it hurt more when I did that.
Okay, stay still.
He bent over me and slowly opened my left eye.
Oh, this will haunt my dreams forever.
Thanks, I deadpanned. I felt him blow in my eye, a little too forcefully, so I immediately closed my eyes and looked down. You're a horrible doctor in the making, you know that? I felt his hand on my neck.
So is it gone? Did I get it?
I blinked a couple of times. Whatever was caught in my eye wasn't there anymore. I slowly looked up at him, eyes still watery and irritated.
Your eye is all red.
He looked at me closely, examining my left eye. His hand was now on my cheek. I watched him and felt myself holding my breath. Chase ran his thumb below my eye.
Hey, an eyelash.
He held it out, close to my lips.
Make a wish.
I snorted. It was silly. And also very middle school-like. Chase tapped his finger on my lip.
Hey, come on.
Well, it couldn't hurt. I sighed. Okay. I closed my eyes and wished for me to pass my exam tomorrow. Hold that. I wished to pass every exam so I could graduate. I slowly blew on his hand. He smiled. I smiled back. I'd looked at Chase's face a couple of times in my life, but I didn't think I'd ever really seen it. Not this close, not for this long. I followed the curve of his eyebrows and saw how the ends just faintly disappeared. Marveled at the bags under his eyes. I assumed because of all the nights he spent out like this, or maybe studying too, okay? And that little mole on his right cheek. There was a stubble growing on his upper lip and jawline. And then there were his lips. A thin upper lip and a full bottom lip. There was a slight crack on his upper lip, probably just from wind. The weather was a little cold and wet the past few days. I lifted my hand to touch his cheek. One finger first, then two, then three. I watched my fingers and I got all five of them touching his cheek.
What are you doing?
He laughed. I'm touching your cheek, I said. My eyes focused on what my fingers were touching. Surprisingly soft.
That's not touching, that's poking.
He corrects me. I press one finger on his mole, ignoring him.
See?
He put one finger on my nose and poked me too. I grinned. Wow. We're like two idiots poking each other on the street. Chase pulled his hand back.
We're drunk.
And then he started laughing. And I started laughing because he was laughing. Chase looked much better when he was smiling. His eyes turned into those tiny upside-down crescent moons, and his smile pretty much took over his whole face.
Okay.
Chase straightened up. I brought my hands back down and jammed them into my jacket's pockets. There was a weird sensation at the tip of my fingertips.
We need to go home.
He took a step forward and looked at me. I was glued to that side of the street. I suddenly didn't want to go home. Chase stretched out his hand.
Come on.
I stared at his hand and back at his face. Should I take his hand? Should we go home? He jerked his head toward the direction that we were supposed to be heading, back to my place. I stood still. Chase walked back over to me.
What is it?
We were having a nice moment, I thought. I didn't speak. Chase sighed. He bent down and leaned to me, staring at my face closely. I pressed my lips together, trying to stop myself from saying something stupid. He raised an eyebrow. I let out a laugh and looked down at my feet, feeling my cheeks turn red. Chase then cupped my face and ran his hands through my hair. His fingers got caught. Black
in loose strands tangled in his careful hands. He fixed my hair, combing it with his fingers. I looked into his eyes and dared to do what I tried not to the rest of the night since Micah and I returned to our table. I stood on tiptoes and pushed my lips against his, feeling the warmth of his mouth. I dropped back on my heel. It was a quick, I just want to know what it's like to kiss you kind of kiss. Nothing major. Just a drunk girl staring into her best boyfriend's eyes, realizing that he's kind of beautiful. Not kind of. He was. He was nice and warm, and he smelled good, and he made me feel safe and beautiful. Chase didn't move. His hands were still resting on my shoulders. I swear, because I know for a fact that I was not as drunk as I thought I was. Chase pulled me in and kissed me for the second time. Upon recollection, I think he did that just when I was about to lean back in, but the point was we kissed again and again, and it wasn't quick, it wasn't innocent. It was a kind of kiss that you'd file as nothing. It was something that you could not deny. He was grabbing, sucking, oh my God, why haven't I kissed you before, kind. He let me go, pushing my face softly away from his. His forehead I leaned into mine. I kept my eyes closed, and shortly after, I heard him sigh. It sounded contemplative, like a pondering, It even sounded like a dangerous the kind of thing that you hear when a positive sentence is followed with a but. I love you, but. You're amazing, but. I think you're talented, but. I pulled away completely, opening my eyes. He slowly took his hands off my face, looking a little bit stunned. I touched my lips, let out a nervous laugh, and lied. God, I'm so drunk. I probably won't even remember all of this. It'll be like it never happened.
Next time.
A few seconds.
Thank you for listening to our excerpt from The Boyfriend Backtrack. We hope you enjoyed it, and please check out the book. Subscribe to our podcast to hear more romance novels written by Filipino authors. Visit romancepodcast.com to find out more about what we do, and romanceclassbooks.com to find more of our books.